It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3, The Fan.
Eno Saris from The Athletic. And it looks like you had a really good time up there in El Paso this week. Eno, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It was a really good time. The beers up there were so great. And the funny thing is, they were very barely beer, a lot of them. I had a thing called a painkiller sour that was given to me in a snow cone.
Oh, snow cone beer.
It was like light green, right? I saw your picture.
Oh, that was the Baja Blast inspired sour that tasted like... like Mountain Dew.
Now, see, that's where it gets you. That's where it's like, man, this is going down way too smoothly. And then the next thing you know, you're in a gutter. So at least I that's where I would be.
Woods can't handle his craft beer.
Do you pace yourself when you go to one of those?
I mean, the nice thing is the glass is really small. You have to take some time. The nice thing also about Firestone Walker in particular is that the local restaurants all bring food that's put in the price or whatever. It's not like you don't have to pay for it. So there are little beignets and, I had a lot of the calamari, you know, and so you just gotta like kind of intersperse the eating with the drinking.
So now we got to get to the baseball talk, and we're all once again up in arms about our San Diego Padres. You know, everything seemed to be going really well like four days ago. They were about to get to 4 games above 500 for the first time this season, maybe actually get a little comfortable in their wild card spot, and then they blow Sunday's game in Kansas City in the 9th inning and go out and lose 3 straight times to the Los Angeles Angels. And now it feels like, once again, we're close to hitting the panic button if we haven't already hit the panic button here in San Diego.
I mean, the thing that really stands out about this last series is how they out hit the Angels in all 3 games in terms of just pure hits.
Yep.
And yet they lost the games. And I think what's missing right now is the power. And if you just look at, you know, different, team level, statistics, they, you know, like in terms of isolated power, they're 25th. That's taking slugging and taking out average. So like by batting average, they're fine. They're actually number one in baseball in batting average. But yeah, you guessed it. Like middle of the pack in slugging, and so they're missing the power. And I think that was just evident because you got some singles, you got some doubles, but you didn't get the big blast that you needed to win the game. So. I think that I hate to say the same thing I said last week, but you know, it's like you're waiting on Tatis and Manny to get going power wise.
Who's out there, and there are people debating already. You know what? What do you need to do? And it's a pretty weak NL right now.
you know, with the Padres still playing this poorly and still being in a wild card position, I know it's only June, so a lot of things can change, certainly. But, you know, the A.J. Preller has been very active in every trade deadline that we've ever seen. He's been active pre-trade deadline. He's probably working the phones right now as the rumors are pouring out about Garrett Crochet potentially being a San Diego Padre. But where would the power come from? Who is going to be actively looking to unload power, and can the Padres afford it?
You know, there's just not a lot of, like, obvious sellers yet. I mean, you're looking at the Marlins and the White Sox and the Rockies and the Angels, and they don't really have a lot of power to sell. I mean, if you know, the Angels wanted to let Taylor Ward go, I guess that's a possibility. You know, the prize in Miami would be Jazz Chisholm, but they've got to build around something. The White Sox are pretty barren offensively. I think they're the worst offensive club in baseball. So, I don't know if you want to look there. I guess the big team you want to circle, the big team that Padres fans are rooting against right now would be the Blue Jays. Because the longer the Blue Jays go, at the bottom of that AL East, the longer they stay below 500, the closer they get to selling. And they have two big prizes that could help. I think this team needs a little bit more Vlad Guerrero than Bo Bichette. And neither right now is, you know, a top of the line power threat. You know, I think Vlad can go off and be kind of like that 30-35 homer hitter. And I like him as a hitter. So I think that Vlad, they'd have to make room for him. You know, But they can make room for him with that kind of a bat, and they have to get a willing partner in the Blue Jays.
You know, I'm curious what your perspective is on a topic we discussed in the last hour. And obviously, A.J. Preller has been very aggressive and willing to trade his own prospects, maybe more so than any other general manager, and partly because he puts a lot of prospects in his system. But at what point does it make sense for a team to start, you know, pushing more in and going for it? And at what point does it make sense to maybe hold on to the prospects and just let your guys play and see what they've got? You know, act earlier or act later. Be patient or be aggressive as a general manager.
I think one thing I admire A.J. Preller for is being aggressive when so much of the marketplace is passive and wants to hold on to their prospects. And the one thing that you can depend on with Preller is that good scouting eye, that ability to refill the cupboard after he trades guys away. So, you know, if they hadn't made some of those contracts, I would think that this is a sustainable idea to kind of continue to trade prospects away and make runs for it. But, you know, for what it's worth, you know, there are some young guys that are helping power this team in Merrill and Campusano, the ones that stayed, you know. And so every team needs to have the ones that they keep. You know, they need to identify the ones they keep and the ones that they're going to use versus the ones they let go. If they can afford it, they should make a run for it because they are above 500. They are in it. And we've seen from recent, just, you know, the last few postseasons that anybody can win it once you get in it.
Are we below 500?
Yeah, well, one game now.
One down.
That's
fine. You know, it's all.
You blink and this team drops below 500. That's just how it works here.
It's like a magnet.
Well, there are only four teams in the National League that are above 500, so. They are definitely contenders for a wild card spot.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, they absolutely are, and which is why I feel like you need to add. Does Garrett Crochet do anything for you? I mean, obviously it's dependent on Joe, who's, again, probably Joe Musgrove's probably going to be out at least another month, and who knows? You know, a lot of people are saying it could be a kind of a lost season for Joe, but Yu Darvish should be back and hopefully healthy there. But Garrett Crochet, I mean, you're going to be down a man in the rotation, it looks like, for a considerable amount of time. Does he do anything for you, and how gnarly is that return going to be for the White Sox?
You know, Crochet, I love Crochet as a pitcher, and in terms of, like, what will he do the next time he goes on the mound, I think he's great. He's got a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, two good breaking balls in the cutter and the slider, great command, and, I totally believe in him. The problem is that he's already kind of leaving behind pitch innings maximums. Like, he's pitched 69 innings this year, and the most he's pitched as a pro is 54 in 2021. So you're kind of taking a leap of faith. Will that make the package cheaper? Maybe that would be an interesting thing. I mean, he is only under contract until 2027. So that's this year and two more years.
Yeah.
That would make him pretty expensive. But if you're like, hey, I don't know how many innings we're getting from this. We're buying him thinking, how many innings? We get 40 or 50 more this year, and then, you know, another 250 or 300 more over the next 2 years?
Yeah, which is a stretch. You know, 300 seems like a stretch over 2 years.
Yeah, you know, I want to follow up on that, because this is exactly what I was thinking. The Padres got Dylan Cease from the same team without really touching the top level of prospects. Yes, Drew Thorpe was kind of there, but is it going to be a more or less cost than Dylan Cease? Because people are saying if you want Crochet, it's going to be Snelling and or Lesko, or you might even have to touch Salas or DeVries. And I don't know that I can see doing that for a guy who, as you said, is not going to give you tons of innings.
Maybe. Yeah, it's interesting because Cease is a free agent a year earlier, but you might be getting the same amount of innings from either, like from the two of them, you know? Because it's going to be spread over more years. And I think that's it's just nerve wracking to trade for a guy where you're like, we may have to shut him down this season, you know?
And you already have that guy in King who you're worried about with an innings, total that's being jumped up this year as well.
It's going great. If you couldn't tell, you know, it's going great. Working ourselves into a tizzy.
Well, the other guy that I suggested they could be in the mix for has just totally gone in the toilet. So
Lizardo.
Don't go looking. Yes. Don't go looking for Marlins Lizardo. His velo is down and he's very velo dependent. The shapes on his pitches aren't great. So when he loses a mile per hour, it's a big deal. As you can tell from his ERA right now.
I don't know that we're feeling any better necessarily about the San Diego Padres here.
A little more clarity.
Root against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, root against the Blue Jays. There you go. That's our action item for the week.
All right, Eno, we appreciate it. We will chat with you again next Thursday. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Eno Saris, our Smart Baseball Weekly segment, always brought to you by 7 Mile Casino.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.